This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
NPR. Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Governor Abbott has ordered flags to fly at half staff at all state-owned buildings in honor of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk. Abbott was one of many political leaders offering condolences after Kirk's assassination yesterday in Utah. Kirk's speaking tour included a stop at Texas A&M in April.
When I started, it seemed like a daunting generational project. And I just give all glory to God, and I'm just so humbled that I get to live to see the fruit of the last 13 years of my relentless traveling around the country and speaking to very small crowds.
The Texas A&M chapter of Turning Point USA will hold a prayer vigil for Kirk tonight at 9 o'clock. Harris County commissioners are expected to vote next week on the county's new budget. A contentious relationship between Commissioners Court worsened on Tuesday after Commissioners Court declined to fund several child care and health programs. News 88.7's Sarah Gruno reports.
A disagreement on whether to provide funding for those programs ended with Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo walking out in the middle of discussions about the county budget. Commissioners are working to bridge a $270 million budget deficit.
Just again, for the record, colleagues, I don't know what we're doing here for not standing up for children. Shame on you.
Hidalgo's interactions with commissioners have grown increasingly tense as the court works to close the deficit, which was made worse when commissioners approved more than $100 million for law enforcement pay raises earlier this year. A final vote on the county's budget is expected September 18th. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
And in sports, the Astros are back on the field this afternoon to battle the Toronto Blue Jays. They beat Toronto 3-2 last night after giving up the lead they had in the eighth inning, but Houston battled back to score the winning run in the top of the ninth inning, and they remain in first place for now. Right now, it's 88 degrees on the University of Houston campus. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon between 2 and 4 p.m. Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-70s.